I'm going to be speaking on the topic, moving your marriage to Eden. Moving your marriage to Eden. Can we see Genesis chapter 2, verse 15? Genesis chapter 2, verse 15. And the Lord God took the man and put him into the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. So God made the first marriage a heaven on earth. Praise the Lord. God made the first marriage a heaven on earth. He made the first man and woman and put them in the garden of Eden. So the word in Eden in Hebrews means great pleasure. It means great pleasure. So it is evident that the family was designed for pleasure because of where God placed them. Praise the Lord. God designed a family for pleasure. If not, he wouldn't have put them in the Garden of Eden. So Adam and Eve began in the Garden of Eden, the first couple. The first couple began in the Garden of Eden. So God's desire is that your family gives you pleasure. The desire of God is that your family gives you pleasure. But Adam and Eve sinned, turned the pleasure into pressure, and that passed to all the families of the earth. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. But from today, your marriage will be moved from pressure to pleasure in the name of Jesus Christ. When there is pressure in the marriage, number one, there is a lot of heat. Nothing satisfies. Always quarreling and fighting. Finding faults. Making the environment unbearable. There should be this feelings of fulfillment and satisfaction in marriage. Praise the Lord. There should be a feeling of fulfillment and satisfaction in marriage. Wow. I've gotten married. Wow. Eventually, I am married. Wow. I have a husband. Wow. I have a wife. I am relaxed now. But where that is not, there is pressure instead of pleasure. Praise the Lord. Number two, if there is always crying and regrets, if there is always crying and regrets, if I had known, I wouldn't have entered into this thing. There is pressure and not pleasure. If there is a regret, why did I even enter here? I called somebody some time ago. She said, I didn't even know it like this. If I had known it, I wouldn't have even married in the first place. May that never be your case in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, if there is strife and contentions, Proverbs chapter 25, verse 24 says, it is better to dwell in the corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman and in a white house. Some women can nag that their husbands will prefer to stay back late night just for their wives to go to bed before they will come home. Because if they come home earlier and meet their wives awake, there will be trouble in the house. So you are chasing your husband away from the house by the way you nag. Sometimes you will be like, I am trying to explain myself. I'm trying to make him understand me. There is a limit to everything. If you want to talk and he's not ready to hear, keep quiet. Someone came to me maybe about a month or 2 months ago. She was like, I'm in a relationship and I love this young man. But now he called me to call off the relationship. I asked her, what's the problem? What happened? She said, I don't know anything I'm doing wrong, except that he complains that I talk too much. I said, how do you talk the thing? He said, just trying to explain myself so that he can understand. Just for me to open my mouth and say, see it like this. He said, it's okay, it's okay. I will still be itching to make him understand. But he will not listen to me. You see, he's not that type of a person. He said he's a quiet guy. You're going to marry a quiet guy. You have to learn how to live with a quiet guy. Understand? Praise the Lord. If you know that he doesn't like when you are trying to explain yourself, make him understand, because the man complains that she bores him with words. You minimize the way you speak. Say once, or you overlook it if it is not something not serious. You let go. Praise the Lord. Don't drive your partner away from the house with the way you talk. Praise the Lord. Number four, if there is loneliness, there is pressure. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man shall be alone. I will make him an help meet for him. So there is pressure when there is loneliness in marriage. There is pressure when there is loneliness in marriage. Number five, when you don't pay attention to understand yourselves, you are putting pressure on yourselves instead of pleasure that God has given. If you don't pay attention to understand yourselves, you are putting pressure instead of pleasure. I told them in my class yesterday, I said, it is lack of understanding that brings misunderstanding. Praise the Lord. It is called misunderstanding. It means that you miss to understand each other. You miss to understand. Because if there is understanding, there will be no quarreling and there will be no fighting. If you do understand yourselves, you won't quarrel. You won't have any need to fight. Praise the Lord. Now, how do you bring pleasure instead of pressure in your marriage? How do you bring pleasure instead of pressure? Number one, make yourselves available to each other. Make yourselves available to each other. You can't be around without being available. You can be around, but you're so busy with so many things that you forget yourselves. And if you are asked, where are you? You say, I am at home. Does your wife or your husband know that you are around? Praise the Lord. Unfortunately, social media that's supposed to be helping us is putting us apart. You see husbands and wives that are lying on the same bed. That should have been a time of romancing. But this one is facing this way. This one facing the other way. Busy with their phones. They have stayed 2 hours together on that same bed, but they were never available to themselves. Praise the Lord. It shouldn't be. Or pressing your laptops. You are busy with your laptops. A man was speaking one day. He said, for once my wife complained bitterly. I listened to know what he wanted to say. He said, my wife came up to me early in the morning and said to me, I don't think you are still living in this house. He said, he asked, what did I do? The wife said, you have been married to your laptop because that's where you live now. Because a woman does not see him. Even though he's sitting down in the parlor and he's busy with his laptop, the woman said he has not seen him for over a month. Praise the Lord. Those gadgets are meant for us to communicate to each other, especially when we are not around. When we travel, you can video chat, you can chat, you can do anything with it to help yourself still feel as if you are present with each other. But when you are around and you are so busy with it, you are not getting it right. There is pressure. There is loneliness. And you know what loneliness can cause. Praise the Lord. You can see a man or a woman getting lean. You want to know why. It's not because she's not eating well. It's because her husband is never available to her. He doesn't care how she's feeling, whether she's fine or not, whether she's happy or sad, whether she has eaten or not. He doesn't care. And you ask the woman, what is the problem? What is happening to you? The woman will tell you, I'm fine. Just that nobody cares for me. It is very wrong for a woman to complain that nobody cares for her when her husband is alive. It's an error. Praise the Lord. Yesterday in my class, I told them, never neglect the feelings of your partner. For example, you come in and your partner is putting a straight face. You are like, this adult self that is misbehaving. Let me go my way, Jare. You don't care to know why she's behaving the way she does. Or even your husband, because I thought that men also have their feelings. It is not always women. Praise the Lord. You care to know why your partner is behaving the way he's behaving or she's behaving. And try to see if you can solve the problem. Simple. Oh, my darling, forget it. I will help you. I will do it for you. We solve the whole problem. Praise the Lord. Number two, pay attention to understanding one another. That's very, very important. Pay attention to understanding one another. We said that it is lack of understanding that brings about misunderstanding. When you don't understand each other, you keep fighting and quarreling every time. But pay attention to understand one another. It is expected that at a certain stage in your marriage, you should be sensitive enough to know what hurts your mate and avoid it. The first year of marriage, you are fighting. Second year of marriage, you are fighting. 5 years, you are still fighting. You are foolish. Praise the Lord. There are some certain things you can try to avoid to bring peace to your home. At 5 years, you should have known your partner well enough to know that if you do this, it will hurt him. And you just avoid it. And you will know what you do. He will be excited. Praise the Lord. And sometimes, listening to what is not said, decode the feelings of your spouse, his or her body language. There is a way he will come in, you will know that he needs something. Praise the Lord. You don't need him to open his mouth and say, this is what I need before you know. Because by now, you have known exactly how your husband behaves if he wants a certain thing. May the Lord grant us wisdom. In the name of Jesus Christ. Where all these things lack, there is pressure everywhere. There is crying. There is regrets. There is unsatisfaction. But if you understand yourselves, you will see that marriage can be very sweet on earth. Praise the Lord. Amen. There is this prayer I used to pray for everyone I love. And we always tell them, may the Lord give you the kind of marriage I have. You see, some of them are saying amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. May the Lord give you the kind of marriage I have. Amen. Some of you don't even know what I enjoy. But some of you that are close understand what I'm saying. If you do understand it, you shall have it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. I can't remember when last I quarreled with my husband. Because the thing is that I miss him every time. If he's packing his bag to go to his office, my body system will change. The other time I told him, I don't even know how I'm feeling. He said, it's because I want to travel. And he was right. Just to get to his office, we live in the same place. He will ask me, but I'm here now. When you finish dressing, you can come up. But the thing is just there. Before now, if he travels, I don't sleep. I used to have sleepless nights or two before he comes back. At the time, I said I was bothered about it. I had to pray that God should take it away. Because it happened for so many years. Praise the Lord. But now God has answered my prayers. Because I cannot continue like that. He's a traveler. If I continue, maybe one day I will collapse. But God has given me the grace to always have my peaceful sleep, even when he's not around. Clap for Jesus. Praise the Lord. So pay attention to understanding one another. It's very, very important. Number three, always sit down and talk. Communication in relationship is very important. Very, very important. Always sit down and talk. What do you want? How do you want it? You discuss together and agree on how things should be done in your marriage. You will see that you will never have problem. Some people don't know how to sit down and talk. They assume that their partners should have known what they are feeling, as if their partners are spirits. If you don't say something, how will I understand you? It's not everything that you communicate by body language. There are some things you voice out so that your partner will understand you. Especially things that have never been happening in the home. Praise the Lord. Sit down. Let's talk. What is the problem? What is bringing problem? What is bringing misunderstanding? How do you want it? What do you want us to do? This one we talk. And you come to agreement. And you have to keep it. So that the family will continue to run in peace like that. Praise the Lord. And I say, try to always agree and resolve how to go about things. Everything. Try to always agree and resolve how to go about things. Learn to carry your partner along in whatever you do. It's not, if you want to do something, somebody will come to the back to say, to talk to me about what I should have been the one telling him or her. It is embarrassing. Your wife or your husband is hearing something you did that she's even the one that's supposed to be telling another person. But another person, an outsider, is telling her that thing. It's embarrassing. So whatever you want to do, you have to carry your wife or your husband along. Praise the Lord. And never feel intimidated by one another. We are one flesh. Or feel jealous about the progress of your partner. Don't feel jealous. We are one. We visited a man recently, and he was talking to us. He told Daddy that his wife visited him a few days ago. That when the woman came, he took her out and bought some jewelry for her. And as they were going back home, the woman looked at him and said, "I wish I am the one that has money the way you have." The man said, "Imagine. I bought her jewelry." He said she will be excited. She is moody. What is the problem? She wishes the one that has money the way her husband has. Imagine you comparing yourself with your husband. Don't you even feel better when your husband is far, far richer than you? I don't care sleeping in the house and praying for my husband to keep making progress. Which one is my own? Come home, give me money, I will buy food and eat. Keep making progress. Your progress is my progress. If my husband is rich, I will never be poor. Praise the Lord. Just like recently, he looked at me and said, "I feel like I should buy you a car. If I have money now, I will buy you a car." I say, "Car? I have a car." He said, "No, I want to buy you a befitting car." I say, "Wow. So you think like that? To buy me a befitting car?" I was so excited. And I'm going to pray more that God will give you a car. He'll give you money so that you will buy me a befitting car. God will give him big money so that he will buy me a befitting car in the name of Jesus Christ. What can my money afford? Women, their own is they will gather money. How much do you have? I have 100,000. Hey, 100,000. Remove 10 naira from it. No, if I remove 10 naira, it will not be complete again. How much do you have? 500. Me, I have 500. What can 500,000 do for you? If you want to build, that money cannot even buy you 2 doors. It will finish. But you watch your husband start a building from the scratch to the top. Clap for Jesus for our husbands. You will see that when they have money, they make more progress than women. That is how God has made it. God said the man is the head and the women are the neck. Praise the Lord. The man must be the head. And we pray that our husbands will remain the head in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not tell you all that my husband did in my family, even last year. Sometimes when I look at myself, I say, thank God for this man that God has given to me. What could I have afforded if not him? And you're now praying that God should give you more money than your husband. That's lack of wisdom. I mean it. Praise the Lord. Another point. Point number 5. Take whatever you want. Never allow hurt from one another to get deep into your hearts. Never allow hurt from one another to get deep into your hearts. I was telling them in my class yesterday what happened when we got married newly. That time my husband will come back home and I will be keeping a straight face. He will be like, darling, what is the problem? You are not talking to me. I will not talk. What is going on now? Why are you not talking to me? The next thing you will see is tears rolling down my chest. He will look at me and said, I don't know why you are crying. But whatever you are thinking that is making you to cry is a lie from the devil. You know I love you. I will never make you to cry. The first time, I didn't change. He will come back again. Why are you crying? Whatever is making you to cry is a lie from the devil. I can't make you cry. The first time, the second time, the third time, I say, what is wrong with you, this woman? The person you are crying for said he can never make you to cry. It is a lie from the pit of hell. I told them yesterday that when your husband may come inside the house and ask you, please, can you shift, let me pass? You will now take it to mean, pack your things and leave my house. Is the gap not too far? Just shift, let me pass. Or shift, let me pass. What he's saying is that I should pack my things and leave the house. The thing will be magnified in your mind. Devil will keep pushing fire into it, pumping it. Before you know it, you will start to misbehave. There will be no peace in the house again. Because what you are thinking about is not what your husband has said to you. And devil will never want peace in a home. Praise the Lord. And we have to take correction about all these things. Because they are real. For you to cry over what your man said means that you are not seeing it in the right perspective. Because they love you. I said to some group of women, if you think that your husband does not love you, let another man start coming around. Coming around and showing love to you. As in, you're looking beautiful. Hey, your hair is fine. Have you eaten? You will see how your husband will react. Or let another man come from outside and give you a slap. may have just finished fighting, but for someone else to come outside and slap you as his wife, who born this man? It means you don't see me. It means you don't take me as a man enough. That's why you have the God to slap my wife. He will want to kill somebody. Or you try it. Or maybe you fake it. Ask someone, give me a slap in the presence of my husband. Please, don't do the one Z word people used to do. Praise the Lord. He loves you. Don't mind what the devil is telling you. What you should always do is, when you think you are not understanding yourselves, make out time and sit down and talk. Agree over issues. And I think it is very good from time to time you sit down and talk to each other. Like now, we sit down to talk. God is helping us. So. God is helping us. We are making progress. Is there any area we should also come up? Things like that. Praise the Lord. You know, some time ago, my husband promised never to get angry with me, no matter what I do. Since that time, I've been making every effort never to get him angry. Because if a man will take a decision never to be angry with you, do you know what that thing means? We women, we misbehave a lot. And your husband is telling you that he will never get angry with you. You have to do your best to keep him at peace too. I noticed some time ago that if he's coming in and I'm quarreling the children, he used to be uncomfortable with it. Because somehow I have a loud voice. And we'll be like, ah, mommy's okay. Because I found out that he's not comfortable, always comfortable with it, I try to stop it. Whenever he's around, I try to lower my voice if I want to talk to the children. Just to give him that peace he wants. Praise the Lord. Number 6, pray for one another. And learn to pray together from time to time. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. Let me read that, please. Matthew 18, verse 19. I said, pray for one another and learn to pray together as husband and wife from time to time. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 says, again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they may ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Agreement prayer between husband and wife is usually very powerful. I like to pray together with my husband over everything. This program, I know how many times we pray together in our closet. Not in morning devotion. Over our children, I know how we used to pray for them. Over Neko family, I know how we used to pray for them. And we can see results everywhere. So agreement of prayer between husband and wife is very crucial. Praise the Lord. Number 7, speak prophetically to yourselves and your marriage. Speak prophetically to yourselves and your marriage. Say what you want to see, not minding what you are seeing now. Say what you want to see, not minding what you are seeing now. Your marriage is not what you want. It's not going the way you expected it. Don't mind that. Say what you want to see. Praise the Lord. Because Numbers chapter 14 verse 28 says, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Say something to God. He has given you an open check. He said, whatever you say to him, he will do it for you. Tell him how you want your marriage to be. Tell him all you want to enjoy in your marriage. Praise the Lord. And as you keep us telling God and speaking to his ears, it will not be long. That thing you want will start to manifest. Praise the Lord. Now, dream about the type of marriage you want and work towards it. Dream it and work towards it. Speak about it. Pray about it and sow into it. Sow a seed. Look for those ones that their marriages are working and contact that grace. It is very important. I've seen that this marriage is working. This is the kind of marriage I want to have. God, I want to sow into these lives so that my marriage will be like their own. And stop saying evil about your marriage. I married a useless man. This woman is so foolish. You want a foolish woman, you will have it. Because that's what you keep saying. Whatever you say to God's ear, he will give it to you. Praise the Lord. If you keep calling your wife foolish woman, she will remain foolish in your house. But if you try to overlook that, all her insufficiencies, and say what you want to see about her, you're a wise woman. I like the way you do things. You are so coordinated. Watch your wife. It will not be long. You will say, what a transformation. Because that's what you say. Whatever you call your wife, that she becomes. Or whatever you call your husband, that he becomes. Because the Bible says that whatever name Adam gave to the animals, they become. Praise the Lord. Say what you want to see in the life of your partner. And keep saying it. Not minding how he or she is behaving. You will see it will not be long. There will be a change. The Lord will do it for you in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Compliment one another in every area of interest. Appreciate your partner in everything he or she does well. Sometimes you will be like, if I appreciate her now, she will start to misbehave. It is not true. Everyone, every normal human being, will want to repeat an action or something that he is being appreciated of. If my husband tells me the kind of food he likes to eat, I will always prepare that food for him. Because each time I cook this kind of food, he will praise me and praise me and praise me. At a time in the house, I used to get jealous. Because after eating the food, you say, hey, this food is sumptuous. But I'm not the one that cooked the food. It's my younger sister. I will become jealous. Because I should have been the one that cooked this food so that he will say the food is sumptuous. I like it. At a time, when I'm going out, I will tell my younger sister to prepare all the ingredients and wait for me to come back so that I will be the one that will prepare the food. For my husband to say, the meal is sumptuous. She will prepare the whole thing and keep for me. Sometimes I will come very late. Everybody will be hungry in the house. Just because I want to receive that compliment. Praise the Lord. After some time, I learned another way of doing it. That we try to make enough food during the weekends. And I will pack it in the fridge. I will ask them to just be warming the food and be eating. So that my husband will always say, the meal is sumptuous and it will go to me. Praise the Lord. Amen. So compliment one another. Tanya, I like the way you are taking care of me. Thank you for the way you take care of your children. I appreciate. If you continue keeping, is it not his responsibility to take care of his children? Is it not his responsibility? Is it not your responsibility to feed your family? Don't you know what the word of God says? That if a man failed to provide for his family, that is worse than an infidel. It's your responsibility to feed your family. It is wrong. Each time my husband gives me feeding money, I used to collect it and thank him. Is it not true? I know that he's supposed to give us money for food. But he at least he made effort to give me the money. Okay? And it is not easy to get money. Oh. We do so many things to get money. Some even steal. But it's not good to steal. Oh. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Finally, always try to make your partner laugh at least twice a day. One of our fathers in the faith, Reverend Dr. Mokpai, said, if you cannot make your wife to laugh at least twice a day, that you are not qualified to marry that woman. Are you hearing me, men? If you are not able to make your wife to laugh twice in a day, you are not qualified to marry her. Praise the Lord. I've said before in one of my teachings that there are things that should be done daily by the husband and wife. Like kissing, it should be daily. Carrying your wife up should be daily. Don't tell me that your wife is too fat, you can't carry her up. Try it first. Try it. Okay? Your wife will bend, you will try it. By the time you want to hang her up, she will laugh. I used to ask my husband to carry me up. You know, you used to carry me up that time. Now you don't carry me up. He will say, how can I carry you up? Your weight is more than my own. But I've made a promise to him. Very soon, by the grace of God, he will be able to carry me up. I'm working on it. I'm working on it. And it is coming. Praise the Lord! Don't crucify us. It's not our fault. So many things goes on inside this body. It is not easy to carry babies, born them, breastfeed them. That time of breastfeeding, you will be eating like you don't have sense. Before you know it, you will blow, boom. You will be like, this is not the woman I married. It's your wife. It is a time of change. Praise the Lord. But what am I saying? Try it first. Try it. Try to lift her up. Wait, I want to carry you up. You will see, she will laugh. Praise the Lord. And speaking of sweet words, one sweet word changes so many things. Calms nerves. Praise the Lord. There is this thing my husband used to say to me. He used to say to me, "Nwanyi mbara moto che lota." Do you know? Do you understand? Nwanyi mbara moto je lota. In my place, it means that you traveled far to get married to your wife. But he didn't travel far anything. What it means is, in my place, is the way you value that person. The way you value what you have, that thing. That is the meaning of Nwanyi mbara moto. Jelota. Praise the Lord. So it means that he values me so much. And each time he says that thing to me, it turns me on. Amen. By the time you kiss your wife in a day, you try to lift her up, and you tell that woman, Nwanyi mbara moto jelota. She would have been able to laugh twice in a day. And that means you are qualified to marry her. Clap our men. May the Lord bless your homes. The time of pressure in your marriages are over. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will give you sweet homes. The Lord will give you sweet marriages. in the name of Jesus Christ. And if you are here, you are like, when will God bless me with my own life partner so that I will enjoy all these things mommy is teaching? I want to announce to you, before this time next year, you will be returning back here with your life partner. In the mighty name of Jesus. As I'm standing here, I'm not standing here on my own. Because you look at me, I'm not qualified to be here. I thank God every day for this grace. I now want to stand on this grace of my father and my mother here and the servant of God, Pastor Daniel. I declare to you, if you are looking for the fruit of the womb, by this time next year, you are returning here with your children. I said you are coming back here with your children. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will not have only one child. God will give you children. People give birth to triplets, four, five, as much as you want or as many as you want. God is bringing it to your life in the name of Jesus. Your marriages move from pressure to pleasure in the name of Jesus. You are entering the Garden of Eden in your marriage in the name of Jesus. You are blessed. You are blessed in the name of Jesus.